Pasadena City College, and through a mutual friend, I got hooked up again with the Van Halen brothers. They wanted to get rid of their bass player and asked me to come and jam with the two of them. That's when they asked me to join the band. We played everywhere that we could. These guys were serious about working hard and taking the band somewhere. We did parties, clubs, you name it, anywhere that the gas money would take us. After playing all night, I'd basically sleep in my car when I was supposed to be in class. I was getting ready to make the choice, school or the band, when my dad kicked me out of the house. The Van Halens were just normal guys. We all partied a lot, and being brothers, they fought a lot. They would always hug and make up later, but they would get into these disagreements and we'd have to pull them apart. Didn't matter where, they'd start pounding on each other, but before long they'd be crying and hugging, saying, "I love you, man." Those two had a connection, not just brotherly, but musically, too. Ed wanted to hear Al in his monitor. Al wanted to hear Ed in his monitor. They played off each other. Before Sammy showed up, we were all pretty devastated. It looked like the band had possibly come to an end after Roth left. When we'd first signed with Warner Brothers, friends in the business told us that 5 years was a good lifespan for a rock group. We figured we might have had our run. The label wasn't very enthusiastic either. They didn't even want us to continue to call the band Van Halen. Eddie and Al didn't know what to do. They tossed around names of singers, and we did have a couple of unknown guys come in and sing with us because we thought that bringing in somebody already known would change the dynamic of the band. That didn't work, and nobody knew what to do until Claudio Zampoli, Eddie's car mechanic, suggested that he call Sammy. From the first moment I shook his hand on the day he came to Van Halen's 5150 Studios, I knew this guy had a vibe. We had never met before, but I was a big fan. When we'd worked with producer Ted Templeman recording the first Van Halen album, we told him to make us sound like Montrose. We wanted that big rock candy sound. Sammy was a breath of fresh air. We went out to the studio to play him some music. We played and he started singing along. Whatever Eddie could play, he could sing. We all looked at the engineer, Don Landy, and just went, "Oh, fuck." It was like the clouds cleared, the skies opened up, the sun came out, the birds were singing, the animals were dancing. It was like, amen, we've got ourselves a band. He was the perfect missing piece of the puzzle. We were blown away. We made cassettes and sat there with the engineer. I just remember saying, "We've got ourselves a band." We'd been all down and out and hadn't known what we were going to do. This was the answer to our prayers. This was the kick in the ass we needed. This was, fuck, this is it. I played the cassette for my wife, Sue. It was just the lyric Sammy came up with off the top of his head, which later became Summer Nights. She went nuts over what she heard. She could tell. You can get together with guys and jam, and I've done that many times in bands, and some of them are great. Some of them you just go through the motions. But magic like that is once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. All of a sudden, we're taking it to a new level. Not only do we have this guy who can really sing, but now we've got another guitar player, too. It was something new, something different, and Eddie was really into it. Sammy was the key. He was the guy who took us to a new, higher plateau with Van Halen. Sam and I hit it off like a steam locomotive. We became friends in a way I'd never been with anyone else in the band. The whole band caught the spirit. Nothing was going to get in our way. It was nothing less than a rebirth of Van Halen. There was a lot of energy flowing through that studio when we were working on the 5150 album, ideas coming left and right, all fresh and exciting. With Sammy, we had real melody. He was just a great all-around musician. Eddie could say, "Hey, Sam, I got this idea." And Sammy could pick up a guitar and go, "Yes, but what about this?" That was all new with us. We started to become a much more musical band. With Sammy and the band, Van Halen went through the roof. The band scored a string of number one multi-platinum albums. We ruled the arena rock world and played before capacity crowds night after night for more than 10 years. We were the world champion hard rock band, and Sammy took us there. As everything started to fizzle with Sam, I stood by and watched it all happen. I had that comfort zone in Van Halen, and I wasn't about to give it up. They were my band. When Sammy was forced out of the band, and they were working on whatever the deal was for Sammy to leave, I wasn't really a part of those discussions. I just did what was politically correct. I'm sure there were a lot of things that the Van Halen brothers were keeping from